Welcome to the Collide Kids Podcast, hosted by Kristen Clark.
This is a show for kids and families.
You are going to meet new people and have fun while you listen.
Let's do it!
Hey, y'all. Happy summer. Welcome to the Collide Kids Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Clark. The Collide Kids Podcast is a show for kids and families where we learn together how life and faith collide. I am so glad that you're listening today. Thank you so much for being here and spending this time with me. And I could not be more excited that it is summer. Can you believe it's already June? It's so exciting. We have beach trips and VBS and all these fun things prepared, and we are so glad we get to sleep in a little bit too, right? And if you are traveling this summer like we are, I hope that you will take the Collide Kids Podcast with you. You can listen on any podcast app. And after you listen to today's episode, go back and search through all the episodes and find another episode that your family will enjoy. Lots of great episodes to choose from. You can go to my website or social media to find all the episodes available, or just scroll through and randomly hit play. I really don't think you will be disappointed. And speaking of social media, I would love it if you would follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm at the Collide Kids Pod, and I post lots of great things like pictures of the guests that I have on the show and information about fun giveaways and show notes and links to all the fun things that we talk about. So be sure to head over to whatever social media app you prefer and be sure to follow the Collide Kids Podcast. I would love to interact with you there. Well, I am really excited to talk with our guests today, and I think you will really enjoy this conversation. My guest is Laurel Taylor. She is a singer-songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee. She's originally from Alabama, but she made her move to the Music City 10 years ago, right after turning 18. From the American Idol stage to Tootsie's on Broadway to her local church leading in worship, her voice and sound speaks to every crowd. She has a raw country sound, a ministry mindset, and her own unique style. Laurel uses her life stories to speak to people through her music and intentionally writes for everyone that listens. Laurel has such an interesting story, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy this conversation with Laurel Taylor.
The character is built up, and now it's like a different tone than I had. When I first moved to Nashville, it was like Martina McBride high.
Oh, wow.
And now it's like an alto. Some people are like, it sounds like butter. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's just dumb. But yeah, it's just different.
Yeah. I appreciate that's it. Cool. Well, it fits the music you're doing. So that's great. Well, Laurel Taylor, I am so excited to have you on the Collide Kids Podcast today.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. I'm so excited to meet you and learn more about you and your music. Will you just introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Laurel Taylor, and I'm a country pop artist here in Nashville, Tennessee. And I just love to share the gospel.
That's great. That's short and sweet. I love it. That's all you need to know, right?
Yeah, truly.
Very cool. So you're country pop. What does that mean?
So I do a little bit of country, a little bit of pop, kind of a crossover. I have a very testimonial message of just my story and who I am as a believer of Jesus. And so I just kind of made it to where, hey, like, I love country. That's my roots. I'm from Alabama.
Okay.
But living in Nashville. So the country. But the pop side, when I did American Idol, I did pop. So I combined them.
There you go. Just like that. Country pop. That's perfect. Yeah. That's cool. Okay. Well, I want to talk about all this a little bit more, but before we do that, because this is a show for kids, I always my guest tell me a joke. So what have you got for us today?
All right, here we go. What do you call a gorilla with bananas in its ears?
I don't know.
Anything you like. He can't hear you.
Yeah. That needs a rim shot. That's good. Yeah. That's now I'm picturing the gorilla with two bananas in his. That's good.
I'm going to use that for a show for sure.
You totally should.
We're going to see who laughs.
Yes. And give us a shout out if they do laugh. Send us back to the episode you did.
I will.
That's awesome. Well, I am really excited to talk to you today. And I love, you just mentioned American Idol. That's one of my favorite shows. I've watched from all the seasons, like Kelly Clarkson on. So tell me about your experience in American Idol. Why did you choose to do that?
Yeah, it was season 14, 2015. And honestly, it was kind of this thing, like, you always got to try different stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And when I was in Nashville, I actually got a phone call that was like, I was part of this organization, and basically they were like, do you have anyone that would like to come perform for the producers? And so usually, like, American Idol is like the cattle call and all that. Mm-hmm. You have to stand in line. Praise God, I didn't have to do that. So I went straight to the producers and basically got to sing in front of J-Lo, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr.
Wow.
I don't really know, you know, we all want to be a star or whatever, but for me, I think I just wanted the experience. And so when I did get cut in Hollywood, my last day on that Friday, I got cut, and it's what we'll be talking about today, but J-Lo told me, I don't know who I am yet. And she said, that's why we're cutting you. Because as an artist, you need to know who you are. As a believer of Jesus, you need to know who you are. And just as a human, you need to know who you are. Right. You'll give in the things that the world will teach you who you are. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So did you, so you weren't really like interested in American Idol. They just asked you to do it and you jumped in.
Yeah. I never really had that desire to do something like that, but they kind of gave me a cool out, like, basically we'll just put you in front of the producers, like, don't write me up for, you know, sitting there in the cold weather and in the line, and I'm not doing all that, but I will if I get the opportunity, you know, to do something like that.
Right. How would you turn that down? You know, like, we want you to go. Okay.
Well, and at 18, 19 years old, you know, in Nashville, wanting to make it as a star, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, like, of course, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So. Well, that's really cool. You got to sing in front of the judges. And so J-Lo told you, you don't know who you are. Why did she say that to you?
You know, honestly, I ain't so sure, but I know to this day that God had a plan. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure where I would be if I continued through that competition, like where I would be spiritually, where my heart would be, what I would be chasing, what my desires actually would be today. So I'm very grateful for the kind of the cut, because when she said, you don't know who you are yet, that's what she said. You don't know who you are yet. And that was like the Lord telling me, hey, like, you just keep searching. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to show you who you are one day.
Wow.
When you're ready, you know, when you're ready to get out of the way, I'm going to show you who you are.
Yeah. So. I think that's so interesting, because I know so many people, we all kind of want to be famous or be known or be validated for what we do. And so for you to say, like, being cut was actually really good for me.
Yeah.
And good for my story. I think that's really interesting. That's a good perspective for people to consider. Like, sometimes the times we're told no, or the times that we are turned in another direction that we didn't want to go, it's so beneficial.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. You need to be told no, because if you're getting all these yeses, I actually had a boyfriend, and my dad said a while back, he said, you need to learn how to tell her no. Because if you keep saying yes, you're just going to keep, you know, spoiling someone and what's the word? Enabling what they're doing. And so always say no, you know, like, always hear the no, hear the teachable no, you know.
Right.
That's always in Nashville to artists.
Yeah.
Don't be scared of no.
Yeah. It's okay to fail. It's okay to be rejected a little bit.
It's okay. Because you're going to grow from it.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, so you got kicked out of American Idol. That sounded really intense. You got kicked out of American Idol. They threw you out the doors. No, that's not true. But, you know, that you got cut. And so what was next for you?
I just went back to Nashville. It didn't get better spiritually at all, because I wasn't living for the Lord. But I was playing in front of people. I was getting noticed because of American Idol, doing different showcases, getting opportunities, like going to Switzerland and doing like a tour, like just all kinds of different things. I've had a lot of different roads, but, after American Idol, it showed me, like, as an artist, that I still didn't know who I was. 'Cause I would wake up one day wanting to be Katy Perry, and then the next day Taylor Swift, and, playing all the different kinds of, shows I did. You have to know all genres.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just need to know country when you play, like on the Broadway scene or just in different restaurants or whatever. Like it's all different.
Yeah.
So I just learned everything. I honed in my craft. I learned what I could and what God has given me. And I just wasn't using it for Him yet.
Yeah. So what was the thing that turned you towards living for God? What was the thing that changed your perspective and made you want to get better spiritually?
Yeah. Well, my mother is a praying mom. She prays really hard for me. And I believe that her getting on her knees and praying for me brought me to where I am today. And I was actually on the side of the road in 2015 in January. And I heard a song off of K-Love. And it was a song my mom sent me. And like, I never responded to her. And all of a sudden, I look at this message, you know, mm-hmm. So it's like God's timing. And I listened to it, and it hit me in such a way that, like, I had no other choice but to turn to the Lord. Like, I knew that God was speaking to me. I knew that the Holy Spirit was trying to fill me up from inside and out. Like, I just felt it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was my switch. And I said, you gave me these talents. You gave me the ability to play music. I'm going to use it for you.
What was the song?
Lord, I'm Ready Now by Plum.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love her voice. That's awesome. So it was just that song, and just God just used that to speak to your heart. And I love that you said your mom was praying for you. I think a lot of times we pray for someone and we don't see God answer that prayer. And so we give up. But it sounds like Right. Your mom did not give up.
Right. No, she kept praying, just kept praying. And here I am today.
That's amazing. And so then what was your life like? How did that change? Like, what were the things that you had to change in your life at that moment?
A lot. I had to change pretty much everything around me. I had to let go of the old because I knew God had something better. And you have to let go of it to see what's next. Mm-hmm. And so I cut off people that I thought were friends. I cut off communities that I thought were there for me when really I was just being used or manipulated in some way. Basically everybody texted me and were like, we thought you fell off the face of the earth. Like, that's how it was. I had to just leave, mm-hmm. you know? He told the disciples, he said, leave, like drop everything and follow me.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I dropped everything and I went home back to Alabama. I like left my lease and everything.
Oh,
I like called and got my name. I mean, it was just all kinds of stuff. Probably wasn't the best way to do it, but I'm very 0 to 100. I'm either 0 or 100.
All in. Yeah.
Yeah. All in or all out. And so, when I went home, I just started learning about the Bible and learning about the scriptures that my mom always told me about, but I didn't believe it. And, you know, I didn't live it out. And so I just started to study what God did, just in the scriptures. And, just really just a devotion for myself that I never did that. You know, I never took time to do that. And so, little along, that opened up opportunities in the Christian music. So,
okay. So I love that you were talking about these friend groups that, you know, you thought they were your friends, but really they weren't good friends, or they were using you or manipulating you. And something I wanted to talk about with you was this thing called peer pressure and how it kind of affects, we let people around us affect how we make decisions or how we look or how we act. So what do you think is the indicator for someone if they realize they're being pressured to be someone they're not? We'll be right back after this.
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I would honestly say, like, one, get to know Jesus as a best friend. Like, you're holding on to his hand and never let it go, because there are going to be people that come into your life that think they know the best for you, think they know your future already, think they have exactly the plan, and it's your life, right, not theirs, but they're trying to speak into it. Then there's people that will use you for money, for maybe good friends you have to get to meet them. Like, all these different not good environments. And when you are feeling like you're under peer pressure, you need to tell someone, especially as a kid, tell an adult, mm-hmm. you know, speak to them and say, like, hey, I don't feel comfortable with this, or, you know, whatever situation that looks like. I would just say, you know, I need help. I need help with this. And that's another thing I learned. Don't ever not ask for help.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with something, whatever it may be, like, always ask for help. It's the same today, like us, like, if we need help, we ask for it, right?
Right.
Like, nobody knows you need help unless you ask for it.
Right.
And it's not this, oh, I don't want to be like that. No, like, I am the first person to say, if you need help, ask for it. So I will say that peer pressure is very hard. You know, everybody looks different. We all have different things in family and friends. Some people have better phones than others, all these little materialistic things. Some people make better grades than others. Like, it does not matter. Mm-hmm. And so I would just say, like, be honest about yourself. Like, who are you? Like, don't let anyone else tell you who you are.
Right.
Right. And then lean to the Lord and see what he says about you, you know?
Yeah. I just interviewed Jeanette Tapley, and she talked about just recognizing how it's okay, or understanding that it's okay to just have a few good friends. I think we have this idea that we have to have lots and lots of friends, this huge group gang hangout thing, yeah. you know, and really just having a few close friends that know you well and are good for, like, encouraging you to make good decisions or encouraging you to be a good person. That's who you want in your life, and that's who you want to be. So
yes.
I think the peer pressure too comes with those big groups that want to, like you said, like,
great.
Change who you are, get something out of you.
And you want to be, like, noticed or accepted, and that doesn't matter in the end, because in school days, you think, like, oh, I got this friend and this friend and this friend. And like, now it's like, I've got maybe five, you know?
Right.
So it just all depends, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think the other thing you were talking about, too, was just staying true to who you are. How do we do that? How do we stay true to who we are? Especially, like, your story is, they said, you don't know who you are. So how do we figure out who we are? And then how do we stay true to that?
I could easily say, like, just know who you are. But without saying that, you have to talk about the failures. I failed a lot, and that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find where I fit, and not in a worldly way, like, what does the world say where you fit? No, just the Lord has his arms open wide every time you fail. Every time you mess up, God has his hands open saying, hey, I can help you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that, you know, you have to start with the failures, and you can't just count all these successes and say, okay, that's who I am. Because I take it like this. I did an analogy of, okay, say you're a school teacher, right? Well, if you traveled the world, you're known as a school teacher,
mm-hmm.
but that's not your identity,
right?
Right. I'm an artist, a musician, but when I introduce myself, am I going to say, like, hey, my name is Laura Taylor, I'm a musician, I play video. No, like, if I was talking to God, I'm a servant, I'm a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's super cool to, like, really think about it. Like, if you really want to break it down, who you are is just, you got to learn who created you to learn who you are. You got to learn about the Creator, Jesus, because He's the one that created you in the first place.
Right.
So if you don't learn about Him, your best friend, He's not going to tell you who you are. And when I learned that, nobody can tell me I can't wear a pink hat. Nobody can tell me I can't wear high top shoes, Nikes, and perform on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know who I am. I know I'm serving a good purpose for the Lord. And I'm okay with that. And people can have opinions. And that's why I don't give into peer pressure anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I probably still do here and there. But just knowing who you are helps make decisions in your daily life.
That's good. I love that. It's so much more about finding out who God is and who created
yes.
you than it is about really yes. discovering who you are.
Yes.
I do think that, like you said, we are created and God has made us very unique. That's something I love about this podcast is I've interviewed so many different people with so many different passions from so many different
right.
backgrounds. And, you know, like they all have something different. God is so creative in just creating us all with different personalities and gifts and talents. And so as you grow, as you get older, you learn those things or you learn the things that you really love or really passionate about. I'm really passionate about podcasting, but when I was a little kid, it didn't exist, you know, so
right.
that might be something that doesn't exist yet that you're going to be passionate
right.
about someday. And so just recognizing first who created you. And start there. Make that your foundation for who you are. And that really will, like you said, help you to not give in to changing yourself for someone else.
Right. That's so good.
So you're a musician. Let's talk about that a little bit because you live back in Nashville now, right? So
mm-hmm.
you moved back to Nashville. So tell me about what it is you love about country music.
Honestly, I would say in all, music speaks in a way that someone speaking can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I also write with veterans and taking stories that they have experienced and putting it in a song is so much more healing than me telling you my story.
Mm-hmm.
If I sang my story, it's one, it's believable because of the passion in it. And two, it's not as boring because I've always loved music because it just speaks in a different way than preaching does.
Yeah.
You're preaching, but you're singing it, right?
Right.
In country music, I have a lot of songs coming out this year. I've got Old House that dropped in January. And that's just talking about your past and how you got to let it go. And then now you're a new creation. But I don't say those words. I say, yeah, that was my old house and I don't live there now. But people can hear it and interpret the song how they want. And I love that about music.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that about country music because it's a story. It's a singer-songwriter story. And that is my wheelhouse. And that will always be my wheelhouse because I want to be as real and raw and vulnerable as much as I can because that's what touches the hearts, not the, you know, we're riding down with a Cadillac and we got a bunch of money. Like, yeah, everybody wants to be that.
Right.
But I want to meet people where they are just as Jesus does.
Yeah, that's good. What's your favorite part? Do you like performing or do you like songwriting? Like, what's your favorite part of being a musician?
I like both. I mean, I like meeting people after the shows. I like in Christian music, I'm going to say both. God always shows up, which is super cool. If I'm at a secular venue or I'm at a Christian, oriented venue, God always shows up and there's always someone that's like, hey, this song really meant a lot to me. And it's like, whoa, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I also really like songwriting because you get 3 minutes and 15 seconds to create this storyline, this journey that you take the listener on. And they're like, whoa, like I didn't think about it like that, you know?
Yeah, that's good. And I love that you're wearing a pink hat. Our listeners can't know this, but you're wearing a pink hat with a smiley face on it. What's the pink hat all about?
Yeah, so what's funny is it's just merch. I wear the pink and I wear a smiley face. It brings joy. So no matter where I am, you know, there's a lot of topics that are controversial. And this is not. It's not. It's just a smiley face, pink hat. You can't say anything bad about it. I mean, you could, but I don't care. You know, because I know who I am.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know, but it's just easy. And so many people connect with it. Like, oh, it's so cute. And you can really see my merch table at my show because it's like pink. You can't miss it.
That's
so
awesome.
I just love to bring joy to people. That's all.
I love that. Well, Laurel, this has been so good. I've loved getting to know you and hear your story. And will you tell our listeners where they can find out more about you and your merch so they can get themselves a pink hat?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I've got, I actually do have pink hats on there.
Nice.
I've got everything on laureltaylormusic.com. That's my website. My Instagram is laureltaylorofficial. My Facebook is Laurel Taylor. Anywhere online, just put in Laurel Taylor, and I'm sure you can find my music, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. And yeah, just dropping a lot of new stuff this year. So I'm excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congratulations for all the new stuff you have coming out. That's really exciting. All right. Before I let you go, I always like to ask my guests to share a memory from when they were a kid. So what do you want to share with us today?
Okay. I have two.
Okay.
They're short. They're super short, but the one thing I remember, very specifically when I was young about my mom is when she packed my lunch, she would put a little note. And every day at school, I'd love to open it up and see the note. And when she missed, I would be like, she never missed it though. I'm just saying, like, if she would have forgot, that'd have been a big deal. And then, so that was very special to me. Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of kids out there that, you know, get to open up their lunchbox and their mom or dad writes in it, or grandmother or grandfather. And then my dad, I am really big into sports. Not now, but I used to be. And, we used to basically come home, and I was a pitcher in softball. So every day, he didn't miss it. Every single day, we would go to the field and throw the ball. And he would teach me. Like, he's a pitcher too, catcher, both. And he would just teach me. And that's what I wanted to do originally. So we connected on the ball field, and he'd ask me how my day was, all this. And then me and my mom connected when it come to, like, you know, like in the kitchen or just wherever I could help in whatever way. But that was our thing. Me and my dad would run and we would throw the ball. So
that's great. I love that. That's your memories of just those one-on-one times or moments that your parents made you feel special. So that's really cool. Yeah. Well, Laurel, thank you so much for being on the show today. This was great. And I love your story. I hope a lot of people will check out your music and get some merch.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
What a great story. I loved learning about her background and her experiences on American Idol and her experiences in Nashville in the music industry and just all the encouragement she gave us about not giving in to peer pressure and not changing who you are. I thought that was so interesting that J-Lo told her she didn't know who she was, but that was actually something that God used to help her learn more than just what kind of artist she was, but also learning her identity and her relationship that was founded in Him. I love that she encouraged us to get to know Jesus like He is your best friend. And she said, don't let anyone else tell you who you are or change who you are for someone else. Lean into the Lord, lean into your relationship with God, and allow Him to tell you who you are. If you'd like to learn more about Laurel and her music, you can head over to laureltaylormusic.com. You can also find her on most of the music streaming apps, and I highly recommend you check out her music. It's a lot of fun and really good storytelling. So go check out Laurel Taylor and follow her on social media as well. Well, now it's time for the kids only segment. This is the part of the show where you get to be on the podcast. So here is my friend, Jacob.
What do pirates pay for corn?
What? I don't know. What do pirates pay for corn?
A buccaneer.
Ha ha, that's funny.
A buccaneer. I get it. I like that one. That's a good one, Jacob. Thank you for sharing that. Hey, if you would like to be on the podcast just like Jacob was and share your favorite joke or maybe a Bible verse or a song you want to sing, you can head over to my website, collidekidspodcast.com, and click the tab at the top that says Kids Only, and you can record it right there. It's super easy. Or you can send me a DM with your recording through Facebook or Instagram. Like I said before, I'm on Facebook at the Collide Kids Podcast or on Instagram at Collide Kids Pod. If you'd like to support the podcast, then be sure to leave a rating and a review and share this episode with friends and family and let them know why you and your family like to listen. You can also go to my website and click the tab that says Buy Me a Coffee. It doesn't actually buy me a coffee. It's just a fun way for you to give a little financial support towards the making of the show. And anytime you think about it, I always appreciate your prayer support as well. Well, I hope you guys have a great summer, and I do hope that you take the Collide Kids podcast with you and listen along those long car trips when everyone needs a screen break. That would be an excellent time to turn on a podcast, and I would love to go on a road trip with you. And in case no one has told you today, I would love to be the first to remind you that God loves you so much. Thanks for listening.